From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Barbados is brought to a virtual standstill by the biggest anti-government protest in recent years. Jean-Bertrand Aristide says no to foreign military intervention in Haiti, and Guyana's voters list comes under attack yet again. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Thousands of Barbadians thronged Bridgetown today, and scores of businesses closed their doors in what is believed to be the biggest anti-government demonstration there. Sandra Baptiste reports from Bridgetown.
Of workers belonging to the coalition of trade unions and trade associations, including those representing teachers, nurses, clerical workers, postmen and firemen, and from the other large public sector union, the National Union of Public Workers, converged at the Barbados Workers Union from around 8 a.m. this morning for what has been described as one of the biggest demonstrations ever in Barbados. The workers queued up to the beat of a three-man tuck band. They were escorted by a large contingent of police and marched through the city, where almost all business houses shut their doors as a show of solidarity.